Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
This is Power Episode number 5. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council. This is Magnificent Monday, and we are in the month of November. And how exciting! Guess what? Happy 5th anniversary to Designing Your Life Today. We are celebrating 230,000 listeners and 5 years of bringing you information to inspire you to release your power to win and to enlighten you to the fact that you are here to do life with power and that you're built by design to win. With that being said, all month long, we're going to celebrate you. That is our theme for the month of November, celebrating you. And we want you to make the commitment to celebrate yourself. You know, in order to celebrate yourself comfortably and with confidence, you must first understand yourself. You have to understand your power, what you're made of, who you really are. And learning to celebrate yourself, that's going to bring the flow that perhaps you've been looking for in your life. If you want the better health, the more wealth, and to cultivate those amazingly fruitful relationships, then the key is to first start by celebrating you. So, throughout the month of November, we are going to share strategies that explains what to do to identify with the power that you have within you. It's really important that we understand that, especially in this day and time. We're going to expose and explain some old philosophies, and we're going to share power philosophies that will bring you some amazing results. We promise you, we guarantee it. We are certain of it. You're going to find out some secrets about yourself that you perhaps did not know. Hey, listen, as we share with you throughout the month, visit our website for more free information. And I'm also going to be sharing products that I use to help me do life with power and to help me achieve better health, more wealth. And I'm going to tell you what I did to create that power network that helped me bounce back after the economic downturn. You know, you really do need to have a power network, and cultivating fruitful relationships, it's oh so important. It not just in this day and time, it's been important since the beginning of time. And so we're going to learn more about how to do that. And I'm going to share with you exactly what I did during this month of November. So you want to stay tuned. We've got some amazing shows lined up for you this month. You're going to learn how amazing you really are by getting insight on how to create more value. Once you understand how to create value, then you can see that you're like this awesomely powerful human being, and that you are here, in fact, to serve a purpose. So you're going to learn how to use knowledge to build your best life and how to leave a legacy. It is important that we understand the necessity of leaving a legacy. You're going to understand about attitude recognition. Now, that's a big deal, because when you can understand about attitude recognition, and which is something that I had to learn about, I had to understand to pay more attention to my attitude, because when you do that, you can use attitude recognition to master your passion and get the results that you want in your life. And you're also going to figure something out, something amazing about yourself. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, when we talk about celebrating you, you know what? The reality of it is that you have everything that you need to achieve success. And when people hear that, they're sometimes very skeptical. Why? Because we are in a society where we've been taught that we're not good enough. We are either too thin, we're too fat, we're too tall, we're too short. Oh, wait, you've got too much hair, so you got to cut it. Or your hair is not long enough, so you've got to buy some and add to it. Oh, wait, your nose is too big. Your nose is too thin. You're too light, too dark. And I could go on and on. And so the thing about that is that can kind of cloud our judgment. It gets in the way. It causes our ego to convince us that we don't have what we need in order to achieve. So we watch television and we watch these amazing movie stars and TV stars, and we watch these amazing athletes, and we look at them and go, wow, what a life. They have the best life ever. They've got it made. And on the other hand, then there's the kind of the other side to that. Oh, I wouldn't want to have their money because, you know, look at all the problems their money's causing them. I'm going to let you in on this little secret without going too far off course. Hey, listen. It's not the money that's causing them the problems. Money is an inanimate object. It's what they're doing with the money, and it's what they're allowing the money to do to their value system. But we're going to get to all of that throughout the course of this month. I tell you guys, we got some amazing things lined up for you. And of course, you know that since we're celebrating 5 years of doing Designing Your Life Today, and it has been so much fun, I've kind of spent this year off and on figuring out which way to take the show. And so if you said, okay, it looks like we were going in this direction, now it looks like we've shifted and we've gone in another direction. We have found a very clear direction. Sometimes you have growing pains. And so we had some growing pains with the number of listeners, and that's been amazing, and I'm super excited about that. Our goal is still to get to 1 million listeners. We want to create that power up nation where we have 1 million people super excited about life, doing life with power. They can hardly wait to get up in the morning and just really live that dream life. So that's kind of what we're committed to. And so that's going to be our direction. We got pure clarity on that. But when you deal with that many people, you've got to come up with a very sound, solid strategy and some consistency and put some systems in place. So that's what we've been doing. And so you're going to hear more about that actually this week. So we're going to start telling you a lot more about what we've done. So we've made a lot of changes. And I kept telling you guys that we were making changes. And so those changes have been made. And we're going to direct you to those changes, not all at once, but bit by bit. And you're going to love those changes. We've made it easier for you to get the information that you need. You don't have to bounce around and try and find things. So we've just streamlined everything. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit more about celebrating you. Listen, you're going to celebrate you by learning to give any relationship in your life a makeover. And so we're going to talk about that also, because that's a big deal. It's all about better health, more wealth, and cultivating those fruitful relationships. And for people, I hear people sometimes, they say things like, you know, people are so annoying, and people are this and people are that. But I want to say this to you. Hey, good luck getting anywhere without a people. So, you know, you've got to have some people. I'm just saying. So we're going to help you get some people. That way your people can call my people. No, I'm kidding. But we're going to help you get some people. Anyway, we're going to learn how to eliminate what doesn't work so that you can actually illuminate your life. So we're going to eliminate and then illuminate. And that's going to be a lot of fun. So we've got some great things lined up for you throughout this amazing month. You know, November is one of my favorite months. And if you've been following the show, and many of you have stuck with us through the 5 years, and I want to thank you so much for that. You know that November, December, and of course, February, those are my three favorite months. February being the month, my birth month, but also because it's Valentine's Day. I love the whole idea of love, and I get it. The Eros love is Valentine's Day, but just the idea of even using the word, it just excites me. So it's really awesome. So we have a lot of things coming up for you this month. And since this is the month of Thanksgiving, we are also going to explain the concept of giving and receiving. You know, you hear a lot about that, and it's a biblical quote that says it's better to give than receive. And a lot of times people think that means giving, giving, giving. And some people think it means receiving, receiving, receiving. Well, we're going to do some, give you some really good explanations behind that. And I think that you may be surprised by our explanation. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of certain of it. So you're going to be surprised by that. And it just might free a lot of you up and increase the flow in every area of your life. Every area, not just money, but every area of your life. Also, I took a break from using the power focus word of the week, and I took a break because I wasn't quite sure what direction I wanted to take that in. Well, now I'm sure of the direction that we're going to use the power focus word in. So we're going to bring that back, and we're going to bring it back starting today. So I'm going to give you the power focus word in just a moment, and then we're going to tell you a little bit more about kind of what we've done as it relates to the power focus word. So this month, all month long, you're going to hear a new power focus word each week that's connected to celebrating the best in you. And there it is. I've already let the cat out of the bag. Every power focus word that we share with you starting from this month on, and we've got quite a few of them, hundreds of them. Every power focus word that we share with you, it's going to be a word that's action oriented, that's filled with power, that's filled with energy, that's going to enlighten, inspire you. And not only that, it's going to educate you about you. And it's going to help you to release your power so that you are, in fact, doing life with power. Doing life with power is our slogan, but you know what? It's a big deal to do life with power. What that means is you're operating, whether you're fearful or not, you're operating in the realm of true love, true power, and you are manifesting some amazing things in your life. And as a result of that, you are inspiring every single person who is in your space. So the power focus word of the week, it is going to be all about stimulating the best in you. And so I'm going to be sharing that in a moment. But first, we do have a topic for today. After all of that, you guys can tell I'm excited, right? I am super excited. So we're going to start out this month, as I said, we're going to be talking about celebrating you. And so we're going to start out this month by talking about, or this week, or today. Okay, there it is. I got it. We're going to start out today. We're going to talk about ways to create value, which is one of the best ways that you can celebrate you, is understanding how you can create value. So that's really what we're going to talk to you about. But before we get to that, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a brief break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to share the power focus word of the week, and I am going to also discuss ways that you can create value. The beautiful part about being able to create value, when we hear that, we think in terms of money, but the beautiful part about this is when you're able to create value, you've just tapped into what I call your internal app, and that stands for authentic personal power. So you've tapped into your authentic personal power. And as a result of doing that, one of the things that's going to happen is you're going to not only create value that's going to bring the best of everything into your life, but it's also going to touch those people that are around you. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and continue on with our show. We will be back in just a moment, you guys. Hey, you guys, on Designing Your Life Today, we promise to bring you strategies to achieve better health, more wealth, and to cultivate fruitful relationships. Well, if you want to have more wealth or you want to add a little bit to your income, you can get signed up for the Simple Money Making eBooks. Also, you can click on the link that says Learn About Passive Income, because we're going to be teaching you different strategies for creating passive income and adding to your income. I want to know who I'm communicating with, so get signed up for that. Once you get signed up for that, you will eventually be able to learn the 5 things that you can do to get started in real estate investing immediately. And so we are ready to get started with this. So get signed up for Learn About Passive Income. Also sign up for our Simple Money Making eBooks. And if you say, I need some money right away, if you want some cash to put in your pocket, then click on the Earn Extra Money link and look at those websites. Go there and you will find out how you can actually earn some extra money. So go ahead and click on all 3 of these links, get started, and start earning some extra money today. Hey, you guys, welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council. And today we're going to talk about creating value. But before we get to that, I promised you a power focus word for this week. Now, since we're talking about creating value and all month long we're going to be talking about celebrating you, I thought that the best word to start or jumpstart this month off with would be the word essence. Now, essence, what it means is the intrinsic nature or indispensable quality of something that determines its character. Now, that's a big deal. Indispensable quality of something. So you have an indispensable quality in you that will allow you to create value. So once you can find out the essence of you and who you are, then you will be able to tap into your authentic personal power. That's your internal app. And you will be able to start doing life with power on a level like you never imagined. So take the time to tap into your essence. And if you say, well, how do you do that? Don't worry about it. All month long, because we're going to be talking about celebrating you. You're going to learn how to tap into your essence. You're going to learn how to celebrate yourself. And you're also going to get a clear understanding as to why we decided to celebrate you. The magnificence of you. Hey, this is Magnificent Monday. See how that works out? Anyway, let's talk a little bit about creating value. First of all, you know, when we talk about creating value, it is so important that you understand that you are a valuable human being. I mean, that's really necessary. You know, even if you go so far as to, or if you come and come from a, let's say, a biblical position, that it kind of says, I think it's John 15, chapter 15, verse 16, where God says that you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you, and I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. And so the thing about that is that, you know, if you're going to bring forth fruit, there has to be something very special about you. So when we talk about bringing forth fruit, fruit is something that's of value. Now, fruit is a part of the fruits of the spirit. It's a part of, it's love, and it's all of the things that are manifested as a result of what? The essence of you. And when you can position yourself to kind of display the essence of you, you're going to generate that fruit. You're going to bear fruit, and you're going to get whatever it is you want. And we're talking about the good things, okay? And so the thing about creating value is that if you really want to create value, the first thing that you need to understand is that you do, in fact, have a true purpose. We hear a lot about our purpose. What's my purpose in life? Oh, everybody has a special purpose. But you know what? It might sound like a cliche now because we hear it so much, but the reality of it is that you do have a true purpose. So if you want to create value, the first thing that you need to do is to know your true purpose, your essence. You know, what is that indispensable quality that you have that you can either connect it to something else that will allow you to deliver your best to this world? And so know your true purpose and then decide that you're going to serve in it. You know, for if you're working a job right now, all right, and you're doing that job just for the money, and you wake up on Monday and you absolutely hate going to that job because you say to yourself, you know what? Oh, I've got to do this because, hey, somebody's got to pay the bills. Now, I'm not telling you to quit the job, but what I am telling you to do is that, hey, when you're off from work or whenever you have some quiet time, even during lunch, you want to spend some time with you and take the time to discover the essence of you. And so how do you do this? Okay, there are a couple of ways that you can do this. First of all, quiet time. That was the first thing that I talked about. So you want to have that quiet time. But in order for you to really kind of bring forward the best in you, you want to do this by creating a daily power routine. Now, I've talked about having a daily routine before, but this is a daily power routine. And what I mean by a daily power routine is it's a routine that really kind of stimulates your senses, and it stimulates your five senses, but it also stimulates your power cores, okay, your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual sides, all of who you are. And if you say, well, what kind of routine should I have, or how can I put this routine together? Well, you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com and click on daily_routine, and you'll see an example of a power routine. And now when you look at that, you're going to say, wow, this is like all stuff like brushing my teeth and things of that nature. Well, it's not going to be just brushing your teeth, but it's going to be a simple power routine. We're going to start it out simple, and over time, we're going to really unpack the concept of a daily routine, a daily power routine, so that you can actually create your own. Because we don't all have the same routine, but there are certain things that if we all did it, it would really amplify our individual powers. And as a result, when we came together, we would just be phenomenal. And so you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com and click on daily_routine, or right here on the show's page, you can click there on the link and it'll take you there. And so you can check out some of the things that go into kind of inspiring you or positioning you to really start to tap into your true purpose. So the first thing is, know your true purpose and serve in it. Make that commitment. Now, don't go quit your job today, but we're talking about creating an exit strategy and positioning yourself to really start doing life with power by doing what you were sitting here to do. You're here to serve a purpose. You're not just here to work so that you can pay bills. You're not just here to work so that you can be miserable every single day of your life. That's ridiculous. That's not why you're here. So know your true purpose and serve in it. Number two, invest in building your confidence. In order for you to even accept the fact that you do have a true purpose, then you know what you have to do? You have to, you know, let your confidence shine through. Some people, because they lack confidence, one of the things that they do is they know what their talents are. They know what their purpose is. But because they lack confidence, they push it down in their minds, or they kind of shove it under a proverbial rug, if you will. So you want to invest in building your confidence. And how do you do that? Well, here, just kind of in a nutshell, because you know, it's a short show. First of all, you want to focus on your self-talk and your body language. That's the first thing. Understand what you're saying to yourself. Now, there are some great books out there that can help you with that, because there are people who say things and I don't know if they hear themselves. I don't know if they realize that they're saying things that's counterproductive to them being their very best selves. So what I've done is I've actually recommended a book for you, or a couple of books, and you can click on those books, and you don't have to buy them. Some you can get from the library, but I would suggest that you at least put one of them on your bookshelf, because you know, I've got tons of books on my bookshelf, and believe me, I've read these books, and some of them I haven't read yet, but I read quite a bit. But the point is, there's certain books that you want to have on your kind of in your library, your personal library, because you want to be able to revisit that book from time to time. So you want to focus on your self-talk and body language in order to build your confidence. Commit to becoming the most positive, energetic, self-assured person that you can possibly imagine. And once again, books and audio, MP3s and all kinds of different audio medias will help you with that. And so you want to kind of do your homework, or I'll recommend some for you also. So you could actually go to our website and get some information on that. Just click on the link that will take you to that page, so you don't have to kind of shop around or spend a lot of time looking for it. The other thing is, get away from anyone who criticizes you for becoming better. Anybody who criticizes you because you say, you know what, I'm going to start doing life with power. I am going to step out of my comfort zone and become my very best. So anybody who starts saying, oh, so you think you're better than us? Oh, you think you're all that? Yes, you're all that. God made you. Goodness, I don't think God made you less than all that. So no, you are all that. And anybody who's trying to kind of keep you in that box of where you have to operate as though you're like this substandard person, or this person who can't manifest, or this person who doesn't deserve to have the best. Hey, listen, love that person from a distance. There you have it. Now, that's not an excuse to stay away from your spouse. All right. Anyway, number three. All right, let me give you number one and two. Number one was, know your true purpose and serve in it. Number two was, invest in building your character. And number three, trust your winning visions. If something has been tugging at you from the inside and you have these ideas for a project or something that you always wanted to do, listen, take actions. Chances are it's connected to you creating value. It's connected to you delivering your very best while you're here on this earth. So don't come up with excuses or reasons why you can't do something or let's say bring that idea to fruition. Why you can't take the necessary steps. Listen, seek help, ask questions. If you say, well, I don't know who to ask, then you can start with us. You can go to designingyourlifetoday.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see where it says send a voicemail. You can send me a voicemail and ask your question. Now, if you don't want me to put that question on the air, then just say, hey, Pat, this is just between you and me, or just send me an email directly to pat@designingyourlifetoday.com and say, how do I get started doing XYZ? And listen, I'm going to do my best to see if I can find someone that will help you, me or some of the show's advisors that I have. So you guys, don't be shy. It's time to pull out all the stops because you're here to create value. Okay. The other thing is remove selfish thoughts that are connected to fear. Now, I said selfish thoughts that are connected to fear because sometimes there's some people, what they consider selfish thoughts. These are thoughts where you say, you know what, I'm going to spend some time with me, do some things for me. That's really not selfish, but sometimes people categorize that as you being selfish. But what you're doing is you're building you, you're nurturing you so that you can be stronger and so that you can position yourself to deliver your best to any and everyone that you deal with. So I decided to say remove selfish thoughts that are connected to fear, because understand this, if you look at the video that's on our homepage on designingyourlifetoday.com, you're going to see where I have it there in the video, right there as it comes on. Click on that video and you'll see where it says, you know, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So you don't have that spirit of fear. What's happened, and we're going to do a show on that too. So we're going to talk about all of this. What's happened is something or someone has stimulated that in you. And as a result, you've activated that and you're allowing it to run rampant. Well, it's time for you to subdue it with your imagination and with your thoughts of where you want to go and what you want to do, all the great things that you want to bring and deliver in this life. And I promise you, your fear is going to start to shrink. And the final thing that I have for you today is that your purpose is valuable. So be open to receiving your just compensation. So when we talk about creating value, it's not just about you creating value for everybody else and you get nothing in return. See, you ever heard the saying, what goes around comes around? Well, yeah, that's kind of true. If you put something out, you're going to get something back. And so if you put something out, don't be afraid to receive something back. Because if you stop yourself from receiving something back, you know what happens? Is that eventually you're going to become exhausted. You're going to fizzle out. And you're not going to be strong enough because you blocked your own flow. So you're not going to be strong enough to bring your very best to the table. You're not going to be strong enough to keep creating value and delivering value and pouring that value out onto the rest of us. So you really want to open up and you want to be open to receiving your just compensation when you deliver your value. I'm always amazed at people who want stuff and they haven't done anything of value. They just want to take. And yeah, I said it. And the thing about that is that what they don't understand is that that's kind of blocking their own flow from them being able to not only receive their very best, but to give their very best. See, when you give the best, you're going to get the best back. See, what goes around comes around kind of thing. Yeah. You know, as you sow, so shall you reap. As you see, so the thing about that is that if you're giving value and creating value, and when I say creating, it's already been created. Everything that we ever want and need is already here on this earth. Everything that you need is already in you. You just have to activate it and release it and walk in that until it starts to manifest. So the thing about that, so when I talk about creating, my idea of creating is giving something permission, you giving it permission to manifest. Because the truth of the matter is you can be the most talented person on this earth, but because of free will, you may not give yourself permission to deliver that value while you're here on this earth. And it's so important that we learn to do that. Listen, take the time to tap into the essence of who you are and, you know, let your internal, authentic, personal power, you know, come to the forefront. Start using all four of those power cores, you know, your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual side, because they're all meant to work together so that you can be your very best and so that you can deliver your very best. And before you know it, not only are you doing life with power, but you are inspiring the rest of us to do life with power. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. However, we're going to be back tomorrow and we're going to continue to celebrate you. Don't forget that we have a lot of links there for you. Not a lot, but we have some links on this show's page. And you can click on those links to tap into some of the things that we talked about or to gain access to some of the things that were mentioned during this show. So it's all right there for you. We made it very convenient. Hey, you guys, do life with power. Have an amazing day. Ah, wait a minute. This is Magnificent Monday. Have a magnificent day. Hey, you guys, thank you for listening to Designing Your Life Today. If you've benefited from our show, become a part of our Powered Up Nation by helping us reach 1 million listeners. Feel free to download our shows and email them to your friends, to your coworkers, to your family members, or to someone that you know who may need some inspiration. Also, take a moment to like our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and to connect with us on LinkedIn and Google+. To find us on Facebook, go to facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday and click that like button. On our Facebook page on Designing Your Life Today, you're going to get healthy recipes. You're going to find out about some of our giveaways. You're going to get lots of great tips. And you're going to also have the Power Focus Word of the Week right at your fingertips there. When you go to Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+, simply look for my name, Pat Council, and click those follow buttons. And also go to Pinterest, our Pinterest page, where you can get goal posters that you can download and use to create your own power vision board. We're all about helping you do life with power. We're all about helping you to get those strategies that you need so that you can build your dream life. Hey, if you dreamed about it, you are definitely meant to have it. And so we're going to do our part to bring you the strategies to help you get there. Thanks for listening. And do life with power.